Okay, and is a lot of the focus of this growth on servicing the domestic growth within China?
Yes, in fact, that is again another difference between China and India's IT industry. In China, the main driver for the industry growth is the domestic market. And for example, for the service company, ITO service company particularly, the leading company, most of them, the bigger companies, they have majority of the income from China. For example, one of the Chinese company which has listed recently, I know you can mention the name, iSoft Stone, which is I and then Soft Stone. I was actually having a meeting with them. They're public companies, all the data, all this what I'm talking is public knowledge. They have over 55% of the revenue is from China. And this is the same with other Chinese big IT outsourcing companies. And the rest of the world is less than half.
Right, yeah. And then the rest of the world for the Chinese IT firms, is that primarily the United States?
No, primarily at the moment it's Japan and Korea and then US, and while Europe take a very small share.
Right.
But it's the future growth area.
Right. So looking at Europe as a large trade, like the European Union area.
Yes, but for service, for IT service, this is only beginning because, as you know, Europe, particularly like England, I mean UK, has traditionally outsourced to India for media as well as the language reason. But China is catching up, and Chinese companies are looking to do more business in UK and Europe, more aggressive expansion plan as well.
Yeah. Why do you think that a lot of the Chinese IT companies are just very focused on domestic business? Is it just because domestic business is much easier? They don't need to have external marketing or promotion.
I think that is definitely true as well because domestic, they are in China, there's no language issue, and definitely the case is easy in a way, they're closer, they are in the market. However, all the leading Chinese IT also to do more business from overseas, not just one for diversification, of course, but also they have better margin. They can have better margin when they serve overseas. And also, this is all the foreign, all the Western IT outsourcing servicing companies are in China, like Accenture, IBM, and including the Indian ones, you know, Infosys, Wipro, Tata, they're all more or less, you know, doing business in China, although not on a big scale as you would expect the Indian sort of big giants are doing, compared to what they're doing in other parts of the world. The Chinese companies have to go abroad to compete with those other, with the Indian, you know, to basically to keep themselves competitive even in China. Yeah, they have to expand, and there's less room expanding in China compared to, of course, expand in Europe, for example, where they have a very small presence.